Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Find out about their big bonus promotion for title landholders and save up to $18,000 on your new home. Head to burbank.com.au. TNCs apply. 101.9.
This is the Fox. You know that age-old adage that says never let the sun go down in an argument? Never go to bed unhappy with somebody. And a top Oxford professor has now got involved and said the best time to argue with anyone is over breakfast.
Well, I'm here.
Yes. Well, let's go. So that means we can all argue with each other.
Well, in terms of your body clock, your hormones, your chronotypes, I mean, the Oxford professor, as he should, has thrown in lots of words that I don't understand. And I expect that from an Oxford professor, but I believe what he is saying. So the way a body clock works, and men and women are very different, however he's done his study, it's landed at breakfast is the best time for both genders, both parties. And I think it's an interesting one because I'm very bad at, I always tie up arguments. I don't like arguments.
Yeah, I know. You just leave boyfriends in other countries.
Yeah.
Done. Fly back to Australia. It's a good way to finish it.
But I always fix it. Always going for a hug. It's, come on, let's get over this. What do you do with arguments? Not just with partners, but
I have a crack and then I never win. So I just shut up and then cop whatever I need to cop and then it's over. That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
we could argue anytime. But I feel if you have an argument before you go to bed, I feel that this brain would go straight to sleep, but the brain next to me would dwell on it a bit and they might not sleep. And that's probably why this professor's saying morning, because you've got more time to talk about and get over, because you don't want to go to bed thinking about certain things because it will wreck your sleep, I suppose.
Luch and I always have our big chats at night because I'm here in the mornings and then there's other work stuff on and then the kids are at home and then gigs at night, I get back from that and then try and have big chats and that is bad for the sleep. That professor is spot on.
Well, it's funny you say that because you are here now and I imagine that might be the case.
Luch?
Well, I'm happy. 131060 if Luch wants to call in. But there might be people right now in the middle of an argument. And maybe it's with a partner, maybe it's with a family, mum and dad, maybe a flatmate.
What do you want us to
record? 131060, call in, tell us what the fight, the argument, the tiff, whatever's going on. And we'll help you through it. So one, you'll go to work or wherever you're off to, the gym, school, you'll be feeling better, having a fight with your mum and dad.
What if you want to pick sides though?
We'll help. We're actually here to help.
Law and order.
Give us a buzz now. Are you having an argument? 131060.
Help you through it. We might. I mean, we'll give you a spring in your step for the day. Maybe you're nowhere near the person you're having the argument with, so you can't argue with them. Argue with us.
Yeah, give us a buzz now.
We've got Sonia from Coburg North. Hi, Son.
Hi, how are you?
Great, Son. Who are you having an argument, a tiff with?
Oh, I'm fighting with my husband at the moment. We've got two daughters that are turning into teenagers and it's time for me to have those sort of talks with them.
Yep.
And my husband's like Hitler. He just controls everything. He doesn't want me to say anything. He's freaking out. And we've been brawling for weeks.
What's your husband's name?
His name's Paul.
Okay. Paul's not here, so we'll speak. We'll take your side, obviously. But so... Let's think
about
this.
Well, I've got teenage daughters.
Yeah, Feb, you're well placed to speak about this.
You need to have the chat.
It's a mother's job, right?
Yeah, it's not the. I never had the chat with any of my daughters. I think it's up to Alex. And if they want to come to the father, then you let them come to the dad. But it's no place of mine to be telling my girls anything to do with boys or. But then if they want to speak to me, they can.
So, just to help out the actual argument bit, so that's what we're trying. We want to get that tension out of your life. How about this for an approach? You just speak to your daughters, but you don't tell Paul. So
that's not going to work.
That's
going to make it worse.
As soon as I mention the word about anything, he cracks open a beer and he starts pacing.
So we just take that element out by not telling Paul anything.
Yeah, well, that works too. But the problem is I don't let things go and I talk at night until he falls asleep.
No, I just think you should sit down with your daughters and say, because they probably wouldn't feel comfortable with Paul sitting there, because I know my daughters, and my daughters love me and I get along with them really well, but when they're talking about that stuff, I'm pretty sure they don't want their dad there.
The problem is Paul doesn't want Sonia to do that. And see, Sonia's doing the right thing by being open and honest, yeah. Whereas I'd be a bit shifty in this situation and just
What I'm saying, Boxy, all sit down and say it, and then Sonia says to the girls, now, do you want dad here? And they'll go, no, but then the dad will be like...
Paul doesn't even want to sit there. Paul's not even coming to the party. He's having nothing to do with this.
Paul needs to grow up.
Whoa!
Sonia, I reckon... Sonia,
can you guys call him to tell him to back off?
Yeah. Well, tell him... tell the girls what you need to tell the girls, Sonia, and then give Paul a slab and say, you'll never guess what I did, but you're about to be pacing a lot.
Hey, Son, we're going to put you on hold. You just give Leon Paul's number and we'll try and call him. If he's listening, he might not want to answer.
And then we'll tell Paul to say what he wants.
Kate from Emerald. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Kate. Now, you're similarly having a fight with your hubby right now.
Just a little one, yes.
What's going on?
Well, on Sunday, Mother's Day, which is supposedly my day, I did pretty much the heavy lifting. In my view, I went and got his mum for him. I took her to the cemetery. I got lunch organised. I cooked meals. I let him go to bed and have a sleep. And then after dinner, I'd sort of just had enough. I thought, you know what, he could have just maybe jumped up after dinner and said, you know what, it's your day. You jump on the couch and I'll pack everything away. But no. He jumped up and went to the couch.
Oh, wow. Legend. Sounds like a real ripper.
He's out of mare there.
So I cracked it and then he cracked it with me for cracking it. And then it goes on, and then last night he raised it again, and that it was my fault.
Oh no!
He's going
what
back.
Is he doing? He was in the clear.
Mate, just wait for Father's Day and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So then, of course, we both went to bed really grumpy, and then of course I've gone off to work grumpy today. So,
great. Because I was going to say, first of all, I thought, you've hung on to it for 3 days, but he's revisited it and he's still annoyed that you did everything on Mother's Day.
Like, no, it's fine. I'll just get over it. It's fine.
Who cooks?
Me. I'm
mate. Don't cook him dinner tonight.
Yeah, Kate.
No cooking.
Seriously, put your foot down. Don't cook.
I agree. No, Kate, and not just no cooking, do nothing. I think you get home this afternoon and get on the couch.
Don't wash his clothes. Yep.
Get on the couch. This is great.
Okay. All right. I like this.
You have the power. I mean, what's your husband's name?
It's John.
I mean, John is definitely wrong. There is no two ways about this. I don't think anyone's on Team John here.
Yeah.
You've got all the cards here, and now you must play them.
I don't know how that's going to pan out, but we'll see how it goes.
Boxy, when he gets home and says, oh, what's for dinner? And you go, oh, I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm tired because on Mother's Day, I did everything.
And I did stuff for your mum.
Yeah, and so I'm tired.
Kicker. Yeah. Oh, Kate. Look, and you can always come and live with me because you sound lovely.
Got a massive
thank you.
House.
I'll
take it up. Yeah. We just tried calling Sonia's husband, Paul, as well. His phone switched off.
Yeah, Paul switched that off pretty quickly.
What's Paul up to? 101.9 The Fox.
Hey, did you see this news story? In fact, it was a TikToker. A TikToker revealed the hacks used by JB Hi-Fi to influence customers. Now, I've been a JB Hi-Fi customer since I was at school. And I remember when I was at uni and I was getting right into music and there was a JB Hi-Fi. Well,
the ads used to be better, didn't they? Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Big smashing the window.
I go there because they...
That's right, I remember that.
I go there for gaming, like to buy our games, because they always say they're the best price.
Did you know this?
Is that true?
So, Fev, all those handwritten signs with the red text...
Clearance sale,
the concrete floor, the heaps of stock that you look... It looks like
it's a pop-up
warehouse
shop.
Sale.
Yeah.
That's all clever marketing. Isn't that? I love it. I've fallen for that for about 20 years.
Yeah, me too.
I just meant JB Hi-Fi's cheaper because they handwrite signs.
Yeah, they need to get it off.
Case.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. They could have a beautiful store with polished floorboards and it's the same But you fall for, I mean, marketing, I've never studied genius. It, but I fall for it all the time.
Yeah. Mm.
That is genius.
Of course.
To have somebody point it out is like, oh, duh, of course they were tricking us the whole time. But I learned something else this morning. We were talking about this off air, and James Lake, Fev, because you're broadcasting from home in the Barbie room there, James was saying, are you there, James?
Yeah.
You were saying you barter at JB Hi-Fi.
Oh, easily. So I once got a dollar off a mini DV tape for $12.
Wow.
But there's a good chance if you know the right item or you're in the store and you speak to the right person, you ask for something a bit cheaper, you won't have to pay the ticket price.
See, I feel like a fool because and then everybody, Josiah, Leon,
myself,
Nick,
TVs.
They're all looking at me going, yeah, you haggle at JB Hi-Fi. I have paid ticket price my whole life. I didn't know that was the deal.
If you pay cash, you get like, I paid cash for something that was like 460 something or 470 bucks and I go, I'll give you 400 cash. And they took
it. You did that?
Yeah, they take cash, bro. Mm.
Well, I just assume if something has a ticket on it with a price, that's what you pay.
No.
Is this happening at other stores?
You always
barter
it down.
No, that's a recommended retail price. That's the RRP.
So can you do this anywhere? Mm. Can you do? Yeah. You can't do this at Coles or Woolies, surely.
James, what did you say? You got a dollar off? Like, that seems too low down to...
Yeah, I thought I'd try. I was buying a mini DV tape, remember, like old camcorders 15 years ago, and I think it was $13. I asked if they could do it any cheaper, and they took a dollar off.
Oh, wow.
So just say you're buying
Can you do it any cheaper?
Just say you go to, like, say you go to Harvey Norman, right, Boxy, just Harvey Norman, and there's a $7,777 TV, and you go, oh, God, mate, I'll give you seven for it. They'll sell it. They always go, yeah, no, you barter them down, and they'll go, yep.
Never done this. I've never done this. No, I didn't know. I'm actually gobsmacked. I didn't know you could do that.
You can for that, especially those big ticket items.
But surely just the price is the price.
Always get it down. Nah. No, because they price them up. They probably buy that from whoever for $1,000 or something.
But they've got margins they have to cover.
Yeah, their margins.
I'm just looking out for the shops. I feel like they've done it tough. Just give them some cash.
Harvey Norman.
Harvey Norman.
1019, The Fox.
See you Friday.
Yellowbrook is a little old place near Cranbourne and Narre Warren. It's Brekkie in the Burbs.
At Lynbrook, baby.
Lynbrook, we're in Lynbrook. Come look out at Lynbrook.
We can't wait to head to Lynbrook this Friday at the Lynbrook Hotel. Across the road from the Macca's, where Fev had his very first job, the Hampton Park Macca's there. Come and say hi. We can't wait. We're so pumped. We're loving Brekkie in the Burbs. But something you mentioned, Fev, because the area, when you were growing up, Lynbrook was just paddocks.
Yeah.
It didn't exist.
Cow paddocks.
But we were talking about the area that you grew up, Birchcourt, Narre Warren. And you mentioned that down the road from, I think, where we're broadcasting or somewhere thereabouts is the Tip Top Factory.
Yes, Tip Top Bakery.
The Tip Top Bakery.
We used to drive past it all the time, Boxy, on the way to Dad's work. He used to work at a steel company just in just off Dandenong Centre Road or Centre Road Dandenong. And we'd drive past it all the time. And the smell of that place, oh, my God, just makes you want. It goes for, like, kilometres, the smell.
Wow. Mm.
And it was, like, Jace's favourite spot. He's like, every time we drive past, he's like, the Tip Top Bakery.
Yum,
so
that
good.
Smell. Well, because the other day I was on Canterbury Road near Ringwood, I drove past the Cadbury factory. They need to work on their smell.
Not as good?
Well, there's nothing to smell. See, I would love, because chocolate, I don't think it smells, but I was thinking, I like wound down the window because I thought I want to get some Cadbury smell, but there's
Mate,
no
drive
smell.
Drive past a Tip Top Bakery and you can smell it for miles.
But maybe we should. Like, is there a way we could, I don't know if anyone works at the Tip Top factory. Come and say hi. I mean, love it.
Bring some cold, mate. Bring some bread.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
maybe make
baked.
Some burgers, Boxy, so if they can bring some
That's
stuff.
Great. Yeah, we'll get you flipping burgers like your first job at Macca's.
Yeah.
So that sounds nice. Coming in from the western suburbs, you'd get into the city, you'd get the craft
like
factory.
Poo.
No, that was going the other way, Fev, out to Werribee.
the
sewage
factory.
Treatment plant, which would always kick off some footy fights when Williamstown would play Werribee. This place stinks like... And then it's on.
You stink like the...
Yeah. But the Kraft Factory, Vegemite, very... Yeah.
Is that a good smell, the Kraft Factory?
Not It's not necessarily.
No, that wouldn't be. See, there are smells around Melbourne, and 131060, we'd love to hear what smells are iconic around. Ooh, that smell. What is that?
It's a song by.
What song is that?
He just typed in smell. And that's the song that he got.
No, it's by the same guys that sing this song.
Oh, that's a great song.
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, it's their other. This is from the back catalogue.
I remember
the
smell the song taking off.
Hey, I'll tell you what smells
Leonard,
good.
No good. Yes?
I'll tell you what smells good. Teen Spirit. Oh,
another song. Like would be a better song.
You know when you walk past like shopping, like when you're going, you're at like a Southland or a High Point or, you know, Westfield?
Yep.
And that smell of the body shop. You walk past the body shop and it comes out into the alleyway, like where you're walking into the corridors, and it smells like soaps and creams.
What's the soap
all mixed
place,
into
though?
One? Oh, it's the body shop, Lush.
No, like the body shop does smell great, but no, there's the soap shop that's intense. It's,
Oh God, it draws me in every time.
That iconic soap shop.
I should remember it because I'm there.
No,
there in the lead up to Christmas every year.
I want to say Lush. Somebody
maybe
will know.
Lush.
Do you know what? For me, what about when you're at the airport and you're walking past Krispy Kreme donuts?
I'm glad you said that. I was hoping you weren't going to say when you're in the plane because everyone farts. It stinks.
No, they don't.
The planes do, man. You smell like plane.
But what are some, let's talk about Melbourne. What are the smells of Melbourne? What are some icon, like when you're driving by, see, I love in the Dandenongs when you get up there and you can smell rainforest.
The trees,
I believe you can, that rainforest smell is amazing, the Dandenongs.
And the air's fresher.
I used to work at CUB, Carlton United Breweries in Abbotsford, and you can smell that. If you go down Victoria Street, if you're near that part of Abbotsford, you can smell, it's like hops and it's all, it's good.
Strong. See, Renee was saying Brunswick, you just walk down the street and you smell coffee. It's just a coffee smell.
Really?
Do suburbs have smells? We want to get to the bottom of Melbourne.
You know when you walk into a pub the next day, like on a Sunday, and you have a can of milk and it's like a nightclub during the Saturday night? It stinks, you know, with that dirty smell of beer being poured all over the ground.
Smell.
Oh, it's the worst smell. But it takes you back. You go, oh, God, the memories.
God. Stale, stinky alcohol wine crushed into the carpet. Oh,
just makes me want to go to a
romantic.
Denise in Werribee. Hi, Denise.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, Denise. What's an iconic smell of Melbourne?
Okay, well, it's not pleasant, but the Meatworks as you go on the Western Ring Road. I think everyone I know knows that smell.
Yep.
The iconic Vegemite Factory.
Yeah. Port Melbourne.
Yeah, you mentioned
the craft factory.
It wafts through your car.
And that's not too bad, is it?
No.
I kind of like it. It's kind of pungent.
You know when you have Vegemite and butter on toast and the toast is really hot and it's got that particular smell? That's what it smells like.
See, my thing about, because I love Vegemite, Vegemite toast is one of the best, but I'm more about the butter. Like for me.
Yeah, I've seen how you spread it.
Oh,
You have like a Nana's cordial of Vegemite.
Yeah, sprinkle of Vegemite, but all about the butter.
All about the butter.
Nah.
Oh, when
I put Vegemite on, people take a bite and then go, oh, is there bread under there? Like they don't even know.
Nah,
it's
that's
so
disgusting.
That's the wrong.
It's
that's
the way
Australian.
Forward.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the most Australian thing
no,
you
it's
can
not.
Do.
Actually,
it's
speaking
not.
Of butter, though, is there a butter factory? I'd drive past that.
A
take that
factory.
In. A butter factory would smell amazing.
I reckon you'd melt.
Oh, he's on.
You are. Thank you, Denise. Doug in Clyde. Hi, Doug.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Doug. What's a smell around Melbourne? A smell?
It was just said, but it's a really bad one at the M80 Ring Road Interchange.
Oh.
I don't know what it is, but it's horrible.
I think it might be Meatworks,
M80 Interchange. Do you think it's a slaughterhouse? Is that what it is?
Mm.
Yeah,
an abattoir. Abattoirs that stink.
Abattoir. Maybe that's what that is.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
They taste good, though.
See, I don't know. I think that would be enough to make me a vegan. I think
not really. Not one trip on the ring road. No. I don't think so.
No, you'll be right, mate.
No, but I'll never forget when I was a kid following a truck that had like a calf on the back of it and I knew where it was going.
Yeah.
And I was
heaven.
I was a vegan for a day then. That just it just gets me.
Yeah.
But how good are lamb cutlets, though?
See, that's where I get torn. thank you, Doug. Brett in Deer Park. Hi, Brett.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Brett, what's a smell around Melbourne?
Well, on the Ring Road, it's that chicken factory.
Again, it's this.
And that's a good one or a bad one? It's the same
one.
It's
shocking. It sticks in your car for like 5-10 minutes, and yeah, really? You're in trouble after that.
Never smelled.
You know what?
Before.
I'm going to jump on the Ring Road. I come up today. I'm busy, but one day this week, I'm going to go and check this smell out.
Let's
just pull my windows down.
What do we do out in the burbs
breaking
from there?
The burbs from breaking the burbs. Leon.
A smell, including like the chicken factory. One day I was driving with a friend. It was a very hot day, and we had the windows down. And could smell something delicious, like roast chicken or chicken nuggets. When we got to where we were, looked at the news, and there was a chicken factory that had burnt down.
Oh, oh wow! Roast chicken,
smelling.
But it would though. It smelled like a Sunday roast.
You know what we should do? No joke, guys. We do a brekkie in the burbs around this factory on the M80 Ring Road, but we take like lots of potpourri. Like we make it all like essential oils. We try to fix the smell.
Mate, you probably could.
We like to take incense burners.
It's not going to help. What, just hang incense an air freshener burners. Off the chimney? It's not going to do anything.
Hey, Boxy, do you know what smells the best?
What?
A Dutch oven.
Oh, I don't. No, Fee, do not Google that.
I don't even.
Don't ask any questions.
Why Boxy's. Why?
You don't even know what it is. What are you saying? Why?
I think I know what
There's
it is.
There's nothing better. What is it?
You've told me before. It's the Duna thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fev, I want to... Oh, by the way, Nick just had to duck off. So he's not just being quiet. He had to go early today. Got an early
no
leave
No one would
pass.
Have noticed, Fee.
No, of course they would. They go, why is Nick not speaking to Fee and Fev? But he'll be back tomorrow from 6. I want to ask you this, Fev, though, because you swim in public pool. You do that every morning at 5 a.m.
Yep.
You're in the pools. I love a pool. And on the weekend, as I went to Sydney.
Yes.
We're staying at a hotel, and the kids love pools. You know, Trixie's right
Mate,
into
love
it.
Them. Yeah.
And we were there, and Daisy, not a big fan, so I'm trying to get her involved. But I was interested in this, and I want to get your brief on what you think the etiquette is here with spas. So there was a spa, and it was a standard size spa. Now, there were a couple in it, the man and a woman, and I could tell they were having a romantic holiday together. They probably hated me bringing kids because Trixie and her little friend Aria were straight in there. They've taken
Public
their Barbies.
Pool. They can't have an opinion.
That's what I thought. And then anyway, more people got in.
Yep.
And there were two couples in there, and I was sitting there, and Daisy actually fell asleep on me on one of the banana lounges. Actually, that's another story. I want to talk banana lounges, you know, like sunbeds. There was a woman lying on the sunbed, and I was thinking, gosh, I'd love that, because Daisy fell asleep, and I'm in an upright chair.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady, she put on her robe, and she and her husband left. And I thought, excellent, they've gone. They actually left the whole pool area.
That's free for you to go on.
So I went, great, I'll go and lie on the sunbed where Daisy can sleep on me and I'm comfortable. But then I realised one of the towels had her wallet and her clothes on it.
Oh.
And I thought, what's going on? What? And I moved them. I thought, nah, I've got a toddler lying on me. I'm lying on this sun lounge. She came back about 45 minutes later.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
If once you leave the venue, you can't bag the sunbed. You've left that sunbed.
Yeah.
But anyway, once Daisy was asleep, I thought, I lay her on the sunbed and I thought, I want to get in this spa. But there were like four people in there and there were now queues. So you could see people hovering around the spa wanting to get in. And these people were just not moving. I thought, is there not a bit of a, you've
time
had your
limit.
Go, get out. And maybe there's not. And then
Well, there is, Boxy, because you can only be in a spa for about 20 minutes. I think it's 15 to 20 minutes and you're not supposed
health-wise.
To be in a spa longer than that. Yeah. And that, I think they say it on, you know, when you push the bubbles and it's got you push it and it goes for a certain amount of time. And I think that once that finishes, it's like a 15-minute cycle. You're supposed to get out because it's not good for your body.
Well, I was hovering. I was sitting on the edge of the spa, which I think is a pretty strong indication. I'd love to get in. I'd love to have a go at this. And then I thought after about 10 minutes, no one's moving. I'm coming in. And then I did, so I got into the spa, but then I was like a weird Scotty No Mates because I was standing in the middle and I couldn't get a seat. And I'm just standing there and nobody was making room or letting me sit down. And it was...
Mate, I've got some tips for you.
Do
you want some tips? You either fart, say one of the kids has done a poo and they get out quick.
But it takes me
back
to...
They get out quick.
Even onto the sunbeds... if you've been on a 131060, let's open the phone
Depends
lines.
Depends if you're hiring Boxy, because people hire them.
Pool spa etiquette, sunbed etiquette, because there's nothing like going to Bali or Fiji or any, you know, island getaway and getting up, having your breakfast, heading down to the pool at 9, which is, you'd argue, early, and bags, towels are all over the sunbeds.
I think you've got a 5 to 10 minute window with your towel on your bed. Like, if you go have breakfast and put your towel down, that's okay. But if you're not back within 10 minutes, I think you lose it, because it's not fair on other people.
I agree. See, I would like... Because then what I've done in the past is, well, if I can't beat you, I'm going to play your game. So then I'm setting my alarm going, well, I'm heading out. Yeah, and I'm putting my bag there. And then it's interesting though, isn't it? But like public pools, spas, because even kids, like I knew that my kids were annoying the loved up honeymooners in the spa. Because they were like playing, Trixie was making videos. Like I had to start filming the Barbie videos and I could see the guy sort of greasing me off and he had his arm around his wife or girlfriend and I'm thinking, don't get too amorous. There are kids playing Barbies in the spa.
Speak about doing things in spa baths and pools. Now, Boxy, I went to a steam room once a while back and a guy was in there. He was shaving his head and beard in the steam room. Is that, can you do that?
I don't think you can do it. Well, hang on, how bald was he?
Bald, like no
hair. I think that's fine because he's got no hair coming off.
Yeah, it was just smooth.
But I don't think that's appropriate. Well, let me just think about this. I haven't been in a steam room for
a while. Looked at him and I thought, I actually didn't mind it because I thought he must be the pores in his skin for the steam and it makes it a bit softer maybe. I don't know.
Well, I know, but still, I think he has to take into consideration that that's like cutting your toenails. Yeah. You can't just have your stubble going all over the floor for people to walk.
I've seen people shave their legs and stuff in the pool, like by a pool side. Can you do that? You can't.
No,
can you?
Who's shaving their legs poolside?
I've seen it. I've seen people shave their legs poolside.
Christy from Wyndham Vale. Hi, Christy.
How are you going?
Good, Christy. Have you can you shed some light on pool, spa, sun lounge etiquette?
Yeah, so when we go, when on a cruise, there's people that actually get up at about 6 in the morning and they stake a claim to the sun lounges. So they, like, lay their towels across, like, a whole row of, say, 4 of them, and they reserve them for the day kind of thing. So no one gets one because there's, like, towels all docked here there every week.
No,
chuck it overboard.
Way. I think you should be able to move them. And it's also on the proprietors of any of the cruise ship or the hotels. They've got to say, guys, you've got an hour. Well, you said 10-minute window. I think that's a bit much because sometimes you need to go to the toilet for longer than 10 minutes.
No, but if you put it down and walk off and you have a big, like you just say you get like you have like 5 right out the front, you go on the toilet beforehand. If you put it down to reserve it, you've got 5, I reckon you've got 10 minutes. Because you can't do that.
No,
it's
I
not
agree.
Fair.
Do you know what I've done?
Because you come
too.
Along with your 2 kids and then you want them to swim in the pool. So you've got 2 little toddlers. You want them to swim in the pool. So you have to watch them. You can't be 8 rows back and there's no seats to sit on.
Because
you can't do that. So what, you're supposed to stand there the whole time while all these seats are reserved? No way.
Actually, I'm going to step that up again. You know how at shopping centres, they've got the parents with prams car parks?
Yes.
I think there should be sun lounges for parents with toddlers because they do need to be up the front.
Yes, they do.
Ashley in Mornington. Hi, Ash.
Hi.
Ash, have you got any, I guess, can you shed any light on spa, pool, sunbed etiquette?
Not so much the etiquette. Mainly I was at a hot springs, if you will. And
a hot springs?
Rooftop spa.
Yeah.
And a couple were getting what seemed to be quite intimate with whole group of people just sitting there awkwardly and didn't know where to look, didn't know what to do. And it was just, they just had no care in the world. And I thought it was really inconsiderate.
That is not okay.
They might have been hinting for the spa game, Boxy.
That's not okay. Actually, speaking of hot springs, there is a cave. And Trixie loves going into the cave. And I find there are couples in that cave and they always look like they don't want you in there. You know, they just look at you. You go, can't we come and look at the cave too? I'm with you on that. Ashley. Isabel from Pasco Vale. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Isabel. Easy. Have you had frustration around public pools, spas, sunbeds?
Yes, well, recently my family and I went on a holiday to Fiji over the Easter break. And in Fiji, it's boiling hot by the time, you know, 6 o'clock comes around. So we thought, oh, it might be nice to venture down to the pools and see what's happening. And people had reserved the sunbeds by about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning so that by the time you got downstairs, there was nothing available. So we thought, you know what, we want sunbeds. So we'd set our alarms even earlier and put our things down at about 6 o'clock in the morning. And the idea is if you can't beat them, join them.
See, Isabel, I'm with
that's
you.
Your box,
and
that's
I have
you, Boxy.
Done that. But I sort of don't like myself. It means, though, your whole holiday is stressful. Because I wake up, you want to wake up on a holiday and go, sleep in. No, sunbed. The first thing I think of on a holiday, sunbed, quick, get it. That's not relaxing. Defeats the purpose.
You should take a couple of the sunbeds and put them on your doorstep.
Like drag them.
Drag them along. It's not a bad idea. I could do that. I could take 3 or 4, drag them out front of the house, your little bungalow, and then when the people go to reserve and they're like, oh, where's the sunbed? And then you drag them along at like 10 o'clock, dragging them back going, ha-ha, suckers, I'm the winner.
Genius.
Yes. Thank you all for your calls.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
There is a fantastic hack with your jeans, and it involves wearing them in the shower. And then Fev, you said, is that song Jeans in the Shower?
Yeah, truly confused everybody. I made my mistake.
No, I think the song you were referring to was this.
Becky G.
Singing in the shower.
Yeah, I thought it was Get Your Jeans in the Shower.
There we go. Singing
in the shower. Definitely singing.
Yeah, but it's definitely singing.
How is this? Now, if your jeans are feeling tight and you're wearing tight jeans.
Mine are tight at the moment.
Well, see, Fev, here's the thing. Wear them in the shower. If your jeans are too tight, apparently you wear them in the shower. So physically put them on, let them get wet on your body in the shower, and then let them dry on your body, and then they fit perfectly.
And they've got to dry on your body. Yeah, so you've got to, what are you going to do for the... Why they dry. It takes ages to dry.
Walk around with wet jeans.
That is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a fan of that either.
No.
In actual fact, I'd rather buy new jeans than try to get my old ones to fit.
Yeah, 100%. Or wear tracksuit pants.
See, this is the thing. A TikTok trend, and that's where this has come from. TikTok.
I'm sick of TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok. All the hacks from TikTok.
I call it TikTok. I call it TikTok to the kids because I think I'm funny and they think I'm not cool. I'm like, yeah, we'll talk that.
Like, I get that. I was just thinking about this. I understand that if you had a pair of jeans and you did want them to fit, then you might do that. But I reckon that's one person. One person in the world cares that much about that pair of jeans.
If I said that to anyone in my circle of friends, they'd say, just lose some weight, Porky.
That's really sad. They wouldn't call you Porky.
That's really sad.
Well, it is. I think you look good.
Well, there's only one way your jeans get tight.
Yeah.
It's because you're getting bigger.
Mm. And embrace your body, Fev. I like that. Good messaging.
Yeah, good
embrace
messaging.
Embrace who you are. Yes. Upsize your jeans. No, I've got a girlfriend. She is so committed to her, I think they're size 10 jeans, that even she, and she's had 2 children, she will wear tracksuit pants and leggings, but she will never buy a size bigger.
Oh, wow.
She just refuses to. She hasn't worn jeans for about 8 years. Like, she's just not doing it. She refuses to buy jeans.
I vary between a 36, a 38, and a 40. It's weird. Sometimes I can get into a 36.
I don't think I wear jeans. I haven't worn my jeans
for years. I don't think I've ever seen you in jeans.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I might wear them tomorrow. I'll be in the shower for a few days.
That'd be wet.
That's it for us. Have a beautiful
Wednesday. Well done. Good end of the show.
It was fun.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Nick are the team you can trust to keep you laughing on your drive to work. And Burbank Homes are the national builder you can trust. Search Burbank Homes today. 101.9